Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, get your feet happy. Let's go. Come on.
I'm Good morning. Welcome this morning. Amen. Praise God. We give God the glory this morning for you. Praise God for allowing me to come into your homes this morning. Praise God. I bless God this morning. Hallelujah. For his grace and his mercy, y'all. Come on, let's give God some glory this morning. It's Sunday morning, and we are here to give God all the glory. Praise his holy name. Lift him up today. Praise God. So we thank and praise God. Amen. For you, amen. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil this morning, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to you, God. I pray that y'all praying for me this morning. Jesus, help me, Lord. yes, Holy Spirit. I lost my whole sermon, amen. But I know God will speak this morning, amen. Hallelujah. It's always a fight when I got to come on here to talk to y'all. Amen. Praise God. So I thank God for y'all showing up this morning. In spite of, amen, God will get the glory out of what we are doing this morning. He will get the glory out of our lives. Amen. So this morning, let me pray first. Amen. Yes, Holy Spirit. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come. We bless your holy name, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we lift you up, God, today. Because you are God all by yourself, Father. So, God, as we come today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We lift you up, God, today. We ask, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would touch each and every one here today under the sound of my voice, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask that you open up the airways on today, Lord God, every disturbance, Lord God, anything that would try to come up against the ministry today, this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you cancel every assignment this morning, Lord God, because you want to speak to thy people, oh God. And Lord, I ask, Lord God, that you will open up the hearts of your people, Father. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, starting with myself, oh God, open up our hearts, God, today, oh God, that we may receive your word, God, with power, with authority, Lord God, that the word will fall on good grounds, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we bind up every spirit of confusion right now, God, that will cause them not to hear right, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, I pray for them. I pray for myself, God, today, Lord God, and I ask that you touch me, God, from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I pray for wisdom. I pray for knowledge. I pray for the understanding that only comes from you. Anoint my lips, Lord God, that the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh God. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart and my soul. Says amen on today. Amen. Praise God. We give God the glory. Amen for what he is doing this morning. We thank him. Amen. I want to take us to a familiar scripture this morning. We're going to go to Isaiah, the 40th chapter this morning. Amen. God has a word for us, y'all. Come on. Isaiah 40, I'm going to read from verse number 1 through 6. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me read. Yes, Holy Spirit, you're on board. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost. Comfort, yes, he says. Isaiah 40, starting at verse number 1. Comfort, yes. Comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended. Come on, y'all. Yes, Holy Spirit. That her iniquity, her sin is pardoned. Come on. For she had received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. The glory, come on, I'm talking to us today. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The voice said, cry out. Come on. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all is loveliness is like the flower of the field. I'm going to stop there. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Here, the Lord says today, get ready for a shift, transition, and a movement. Come on, I'm going to talk to us today. Get ready. Come on, I know somebody praising God already. Get ready for a shift, transition, and a movement. Oh, Holy Spirit, I thank you this morning. Sometimes do you feel like you are in a turbulent place in your life? And it seems like nothing seems to be going right sometimes. I have good news for you today. God is shifting you into a place of blessings. Get ready for the shift. Here, as we read in the scripture, Isaiah was prophesying to the people who were in a backslidden state. They knew that they were the apple of God's eye through the covenant that Abraham had with God. Abraham obeyed God, and God counted him as righteousness. Because of Abraham, the people of Israel was blessed. Come on, somebody. Say, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. We can read in the Word of God that Israel is the only nation with the testimony of the Red Sea experience, the wilderness and the supernatural provision, the Jericho walls, and we can go on and on and on and talk about the provisions and what God has done. Through all these trials, the Israelites knew that God was with them. God wanted them to continue to obey so that they could continually his blessing. God told them to stay away from the people who didn't obey. Come on, somebody. I want to talk to us today. Maybe I should say that one more time. God told them to stay away from the people who didn't obey. He told them not to fellowship light with darkness. He told them not to fellowship righteousness with unrighteousness. He didn't want them to fellowship with the world and being in the church. I'm going somewhere because I hear a lot of people say, amen, God wants us to fellowship one with another, but something that God is doing right now that he's trying to get us on board, he's trying to align us, he's trying to equip us, he's trying to bring a movement in our lives, and sometimes we can hinder our own self. God is still saying that to us today. Be careful whom you hook up with. They're not that everybody you fellowship is bad. It's not true. Everybody that you fellowship is not bad. But they are not good for you. I'm talking to somebody. I'm talking to myself. Amen. Praise God. Yes. My God, I give you glory. But they are not good for you. Oh, come on, somebody. They are not good for you because God is taking you to a place and they aren't a part of it. Come on, somebody. God wants many today to snip, and cut the relationship. There are some things that we have to cut off, amen, if we're going to walk in the blessings of the Lord. Come on, somebody. God loves us, and he wants to bless us. As a matter of fact, God told me to tell you, amen, to kill it today. I don't mean with a gun or a knife. Come on, somebody. Because some of us get, oh, yes, Holy Spirit, that mind, oh, glory to God, sometimes ain't right. He's not telling us to kill it, amen, with a knife or a gun. He's telling us to snip it, to kill it. I mean to cut off the relationship. Many of these relationships are more powerful than the relationship that you have with God in your life, and God wants you to kill it. God wants you to turn around some situations in your life. If you don't, instead of you killing it, it will kill you. Oh, y'all know, praise God, hallelujah. Could be somebody, amen, that you're on the phone with, and you're gossiping and all those kind of things, and God is not pleased. It could be things that we're doing that is not pleasing to God, amen, with the other person, praise God. Hear that, old Shanda. God wants us to snip today and cut the cords, amen, of bad relationships, and because he has something great for us and he wants us to be partakers of it. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. He wants to make the way straight for us. Amen. Hallelujah. The crooked places shall be made straight. Somebody say hallelujah. 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 If you're going placing God, God wants to bless us. Just 1 minute, amen. Amen. I told you I lost my sermon this morning. Amen. But God wants us to get into a better place in Him. He wants to make the crooked places straight. Amen. And if you are going to a new place in God, some of us has to die to ourselves. Need to get rid of our emotions and family hindrance and whatever things that's before us that take you away and distract you from the things of God. Did you know that anything dead can't hurt or have effect on you? A lot of times we ask God that, Lord, how can I die to the things, amen, that's hurting me, praise God. It's called prayer and fasting. It's called getting before the Lord, because a lot of things, amen, we are moved by our emotions. And sometimes, praise God, God don't want us to be moved by our emotions. And then sometimes, amen, we have family hindrance, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And those things come to distract us. Did you know that anything dead can't hurt you? Come on, somebody. Many things are draining you, and you let them drain you. You need to come to the place where you can't hurt or manipulate a situation. You need to become a dead man walking. I used to always laugh because I hear the Lord say sometimes, amen, I need you to kill your flesh. Amen. Praise God. Because sometimes our emotions are all over the place. Amen. And as soon as somebody says something to us, amen, we just want to rise up and snap back. Praise God. And sometimes our mouths, yes, Holy Spirit, can get us in trouble with the Lord. Amen. Praise God. That thing leaves your mouth. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And God is not pleased with our language and how we treat one another and what we do to one another. And that's why God says, hey, Borobo Shanda, sometimes they met Oboshia. Our warfare has ended. Come on, somebody. If you don't kill it, things in a way you want to go to that next place in God, and you'll end up, amen, living with you and end up being with you and mingling with you, praise God. All those bad habits, amen, that God wants us to get rid of. The Israelite ending up, amen, marrying the people of the land. God told them not to mingle with them or mix with them. And I have a warning, and God is speaking today, praise God, of the men and the women, amen, praise God. Don't be so desperate, amen, to marry the first man or woman that comes into your life, especially if they don't have a relationship with God. The Israelites failed miserably by marrying outside of God's will for their lives. God had to end up bringing them to a place of correction, which was necessary. Come on, somebody, say it's necessary that God correct me. It's necessary, amen, praise God, that God discipline me. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. The Bible says if I was afflicted, amen, if I wasn't afflicted, amen, I wouldn't know the goodness of the Lord. My God, I give you glory. We need to be glad that God corrects us. Amen. Hallelujah. Have you been convicted, praise God, in your life with the Lord that He's trying to tell you, no, I don't want you to go there. No, I don't want you to do that. No, I don't want you to do that. I want you to be still and know that I am God. Oh, come on, somebody. Somebody say God is making a rough place straight for me. He's making a straight way in the wilderness for me. He's bringing me into a movement. He's bringing me into a shift. He's bringing me into transition. And when a movement takes place, ain't nothing no one can do. No devil, praise God, can do nothing. Amen. With the will of God. Because when a movement takes place, my God, I give you glory. Everything has to come subject to the power of the Holy Ghost. Because now there's a movement, and God's hand is moving right with you. My God, I give you glory. Let me give you an example. You can't come to prayer service just once. Are we in church right now, right, y'all? Or only when you want and expect to see a turnaround. It don't work that way. We need a relationship with the Holy Spirit. We need a relationship with Lord Jesus. We need a relationship with God. Come on, somebody. It's just not a one-time thing that we come when we're in trouble. We got to pray always with all prayer and supplication, letting our requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall keep our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. God will bring corrections to your life. Many situations in life require that you press in and come to prayer. Oh, come on, somebody, or pray where you're at, because right now, praise God, it's going to take us praying even more fervently right now, praise God, because God is doing something. And when there's a movement taking place, amen, you're going to need much prayer, amen. Before the throne room of God. And it's going to take a sacrifice and time, amen, before God. Look at it this way, praise God. This is what helped me as I was growing in Christ, praise God. When I go to prayer, I realize that I'm going to the throne room of God. My God, I'm not just sitting in my bedroom. I'm not just sitting in my closet. I'm not just sitting on the chair. I'm in the throne room of God, and God is hearing my prayers. God is listening to me. Because why? In the transition, in the movement, you're going to need much prayer. Somebody say hallelujah, because there's going to be direction in the midst of what's going on. There's going to be a movement in what's going on. You're going to need instructions for what's going on right now. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Oh, come on, somebody, give God the glory. Come on, give God the glory. Give God the glory. You need to say sometime, I need God. I need God like never before. God will send correction, but he sends a warning first. Somebody said, God will send correction, but a warning comes first. Come on, somebody. God will send correction, but let me tell you, glory to God, glory to God. God always warns his people before anything takes place in your life, praise God. He gives us ample time to make it right. He gives us ample time to walk right. He gives us ample time to, oh, come on, somebody, to talk right. He gives us ample time, amen, to do right. He gives us ample time to see right. He gives us ample time to hear right. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. God raises up Isaiah to be his mouthpiece. He told him not to worry about the feast and the sacrifice. However, their heart was far from it. Many now, even church today, do the same thing. We come to church, but we have no church in us. Come on, somebody. And I'm stepping on somebody's toes. You can hang up on me if you want it, but you'll dial back in, praise God, because there is instruction from God. There's a blessing from God. There's a movement from God. There's a transition that God has you in, and that's why you're feeling what you're feeling. That's why you don't understand why you're alone. That's why you're going through. That's why the hardship is there. That's why it's not a lot of money right now, because there's a movement taking place, and God wants to see where your heart is before he brings you into that place. Come on, somebody. There's a land of milk and honey that God is trying to bring you in, but you can't abort your blessing. I'm speaking to somebody right now. Don't abort your blessing. Don't let the devil tell you it's better on the other side, because it's not better on the other side. There is nothing like the Lord Jesus Christ. He has the best benefits. The bank of Chaturaboshanda belongs to him. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Houses belong to him. Cars belong to him. He has the best benefits. And what can our God do if we believe? Somebody say, hey, my Chaturaboshanda. There's a change that's coming in my life. Oh, God is doing some spectacular things. Oh, God is moving by his Holy Spirit. God is breathing on me right now. I might have felt glory to God, all warmed out, praise God. But somebody shout today, there's a change that's coming in my life. Oh, Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way in the people's life. Have your way in their life, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God wants to bless you. Amen, hallelujah. There's a blessing in the other side of through. Oh, come on, somebody. God laid a song on my heart this morning. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And I heard the song praying in my spirit. And some of you might recognize the song. Praise God. But God has a word for you. Listen to what he's saying through the song. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God is breaking through. God is breaking chains. God is giving you a breakout. God is overflowing in your life. But you got to go on and push through. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Because, yes, there is a change coming. All right. Anybody can relate. Amen. The one and only Al Green today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Al Green said they kept knocking him. Praise God. Kept knocking me. Praise God. He said, but I got all my needs. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. He said, now I'm able to carry on. A change is going to come. Come on, somebody. Give God the praise this morning. Amen. Yes, Holy Spirit, because yes, a change is going to come. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know what you're going through today. Praise God. But Al Green said it best. I got all my knees, praise God, and everybody know Al Green's story, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, he went one way, but he came out another way, praise God. Oh, yes, God, he ended up singing for the Lord. Come on, give God the glory. Amen. There is no better place that we can be but inside his glory, inside his church, inside of him, and let the kingdom of the Lord come in, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And the kingdom is inside of you, praise God. And you got to handle the kingdom the right way, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, walk with him, talk with him. Amen. That's a good fellowship, praise God. You are not alone. You are not alone because the kingdom of God rests within you, praise God. It sits on the throne of your heart. If you feel lonely today, talk to Jesus. Whatever you're going through, talk to Jesus, amen, because why? A change is going to come. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Isaiah, glory to God, is not like the prophet of today's time. The prophet today always tells you, praise God, and we know, praise God, that you are going to be so blessed even though you are disobedient, living wrong, praise God. That's not the prophet that Isaiah was, amen. Isaiah told the Israelites the truth. Not that they weren't blessed. We need the prophet today who will be the mouthpiece of God to tell the truth. Come on, somebody. Isaiah was a true prophet and said what God said. The Bible says, in the, you know, as I read and I study, the first 39 books of the Isaiah says that the people, to get yourselves in order. Amen. Praise God. And these books tells us of a God of judgment in the first parts of Isaiah. Praise God. He is a God who does whatever he wants. Praise God. And then on, read a little further by chapter 40, there is a shift. Come on, somebody. Because of this shift, some of the, even the theologians and the doctors and all of them say that someone else wrote the remaining chapters, but that is just like God. When you see a transition, God is sending a shift in your life. You can't remain the same person, that old person. Somebody said that old person that's dying, amen, day by day, that new person that's rising up. God is saying to you today and to me today that you are shifting into a new place, and I want you to turn, amen, and just give somebody a high five, praise God. I'll give Jesus a high five, praise God, because we're shifting into a new place, and there is no more judgment. The word of God says your warfare has ended. Come on, somebody. Your warfare is ended. The battle is over. Somebody say the battle is over. During the shifting period, it also means that your iniquity is pardoned. Oh, come on, somebody's still holding on, amen, praise God, to things that you have done in the past, and you got to ask God, yes, you are forgiven. If you went to God and say, Lord, forgive me, praise God, then those things are thrown into the sea of forgiveness. Come on, somebody, give God the glory for who he is and how he pardons our iniquities. God has casted our sins into the sea of forgetfulness. People will remember your sins, but the blood, come on, somebody, washes away the sin. Somebody say, nothing but the blood of Jesus. The blood still works. Come on, somebody. God told Isaiah to tell the Israelites that she has received double trouble for your sin. sins. Many of you are reaping the harvest from sin that you have sown. Amen. Praise God. But tell the devil that you have already seen the double trouble. I've been there already. God has forgiven me already. Praise God. Come on, somebody. No matter how much trouble you are in, the blessings will be double because God says, I have pardoned your sin. Your warfare is over. If you don't believe it, ask Job. He lost everything he had, but got back double for his trouble. Come on, somebody. Whatever you have lost is coming back to you. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you the glory. In Isaiah 40 and 3, when a prince came through a town, a carrier would yell, prepare ye the way, to prepare the way for the prince. What does it mean, a highway for God? Let me explain today. When God leads Israel, he did it with a cloud by day. Come on, somebody. That's Holy Spirit. And a pillar of fire by night. A highway is for the people to take the fastest route, not to stay in the desert. God knows how to take care of you. Oh, come on, I'm talking to somebody. I'm talking to somebody that's losing hope today. God knows how to take care of you. Oh, come on, somebody, give God the glory. Go to verse 4, every valley exalted, all dry places exalted. Amen, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. Every valley exalted, all the dry places exalted. Your money is coming to you. Your self-esteem is coming to you. Your anointing is coming to you. You're going to go from poverty to prosperity. Come on, somebody, and so on. Them valleys is being brought low. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. This tells us that God is getting ready to lift us. Oh, somebody said, there's a lifting. Continue. Amen. Every mountain made low. The high places are coming down. Things out of your reach. Your promotion. Amen. Praise God. Your new job. Your new house. Your new car. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you the glory. Can I keep on going on? Praise God. Your new anointing. Your new ministry. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Every mountain made low. All the high places are coming down. And things out of your reach. Amen. Praise God. The things that you think that never going to happen in your life, God is going to move in your life. When it said, and the scriptures were telling you that God is going to put it where you can get your blessings, there's a shift taking place in your life. Don't look at the hard places. Know that God is transitioning you to a better thing and a new place in him. Oh, come on, somebody. I promise you today that the shifting may be uncomfortable. Come on, somebody. But God will pay you double for your trouble. Oh, come on, somebody. We know, praise God, that when God begins to shift in new places, amen, praise God, it seems like all hell is broken loose in your life. But we know that God is taking control of your life, praise God. It might feel like it. It might look like it. It might look like things are out of order. But in reality, things are in order. Oh, come on, somebody, give God the glory. He's moving by his Holy Spirit. He is blessing you right now. You're going to come out better than you was. Come on, somebody, glory to God. You might have been reaping. Glory to God. Tears, but joy is coming in the morning. Come on, somebody, give God the glory because he deserves the glory. It's something about the Lord Jesus, amen, that wants to bless us today, praise God. There's something about God, amen, that he wants to do great things in your life, amen, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The Lord is moving by his mighty power, and he has never failed us yet. Oh, come on, somebody. And I'm talking to somebody. Oh, come on, I hear the Holy Spirit telling me to go a place. Holy Ghost, I thank you this morning for your people, God. I give you glory for the people this morning, Jesus. You're telling me to turn to Psalms 126. Can I read Psalms 126 to you, praise God? Yes, Holy Spirit. And I'm going to read 1 through 6, I think it is, praise God. Yes, God. When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongues were singing. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. Bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. Come on, Holy Ghost. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seeds for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Come on, Holy Ghost. God is moving by his Holy Spirit, y'all, and he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh on the inside. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. God does great things. His power not only releases us from sin captive hold, but brings us back to him. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. God's ability to restore life is beyond our understanding. Forests burned down and are able to grow back. Come on, somebody. Broken bones are being healed. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. Even grief is not permanent condition. Our tears can be seeds that will grow into a harvest of joy because God is able to bring good out of tragedy. When burdened by sorrow, come on, somebody. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. Know that your time of grief will end and that you will again find joy. We must be patient as we wait. God, great harvest of joy is coming. Somebody give God the glory today because greater things are coming into your life. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. If he said it, he should do it. If he said it, he's going to bring it to pass. Just like God said, transition today. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Yes, Holy Spirit. God is shifting you into greater. God is blessing you in the movement. And like the Holy Spirit said, when there is a movement, no devil, no person, nothing can hinder what God is doing. So I say to you today, people of God, rise up. Come on, somebody. Come on, get your hope back. Get your joy back. Come on, because the glory of the Lord will overtake you in this hour. He said, I'm going to make the rough places straight for you. I'm going to make a way in your wilderness. Oh, come on, somebody. You shall rise. You shall be lifted in the things of God. Come on, Holy Ghost. Have your way in the people's life. Bring joy back to them, God. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. And I thank you, Father, for that which you're getting ready to do. I thank you, Lord, for opening up heaven. I thank you, Jesus, for the overflow. I thank you, Lord, for the breakthrough. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, for the breakout. I thank you, Lord, that you are moving in the midst of your people. I thank you, Lord, in the midst of all that they see. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, allow them to see you through the eyes of faith, God. And I thank you, Jesus. Come on, give God the glory, people of God. Come on and bless the name of the Lord. Come on and tell God, thank you, that he's doing great things. Tell him, thank you, that your warfare has ended. Oh, come on, somebody. You've been through the mud. You've been through the fire, and you never got burned. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. The water has never overtaken you. Come on, somebody. You're still above water. Come on, somebody. You're still here today. You're still here to give God the glory. You're still here to press in. You're still here, praise God, to give God glory for your family. Come on, somebody. God. You're still yet here, praise God, to pray for your family. You're still yet here, praise God. Yes, go to Moshikoyanabashanda, because you are listed today, saith the Lord thy God. Yes, there is a transition. Yes, there is a shift. And yes, there is a movement. And God said it today to tell my people that their warfare has ended. Tell them today, glory to his name, that they are blessed, that they shall rise above all that they see. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. We give God the glory. Come on, let's give God the glory. Every valley shall be exalted. And every mountain and hill shall be brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places shall be moved. Come on, somebody. Shall is a promise. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together over your life. We thank and praise God today. Praise God for his word. Remember, the Lord says, in this time, in this season, be watchful for who you connect yourself with, because everybody can go to your next place in God. You had your warfare, and you don't want to take them over to where God is getting ready to bless you. Be mindful. Have the spirit of discernment to know what is right and what is wrong. Allow God to be God over all your life. Come on, somebody. Allow him to be God over your finances. Allow him to be God over your home. Allow him to be God over your marriage. Oh, come on, somebody. Allow him to be God over your ministry. Allow him to be God over your health. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you the glory. He is God over everything. My God, I thank you. Holy Ghost fire today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. I give you glory, God, because you're God over everything. You said the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, because you have founded it upon the seas. You had established it upon the floods. You said who to stand in his holy place. You said, he that have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up their soul unto vanity, they shall receive the blessing of the Lord. And then you went on to say, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. You said, who is the King of glory? You said, the Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Oh, come on, somebody. Allow the King of glory to be king over all. Amen. Of your life. Praise God, because he is God all by himself. Before I close today, I want to say, I know I'm not going to see you or hear you. Amen. Praise God. But I want to say Merry Christmas. Amen to all of you. Amen. Knowing that God is great over your life. And if you don't have everything that you want, praise God, remember, he's not done yet, and he's not finished yet. Come on, somebody, glory to God. You still have life, health, and strength. Come on, somebody. Your day will come to shine, saith the Lord thy God. I want to say Merry Christmas. Amen. Yes, Holy Spirit, from Mount Carmel International Church. Amen. With the pastors are, amen, Pastor Matthew McNeil and Apostle Carolyn McNeil. I'm going to put, Holy Ghost. I'm getting ready to call my husband Apostle. Amen. He's going to say, no, please don't do that. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But I'm getting ready to let him say Merry Christmas to you. Praise God. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray out. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I want to thank all of you. Amen. For, you know, just coming on and blessing the Lord with us. Amen. And anyone, before I bring Pastor on, I want to say something. Amen. Praise God. We come on. I come on every Sunday. But listen. I want you to bless the ministry. Take time to bless the ministry. The ministry, amen, is in a movement, amen, and we can't do it by ourselves, amen. So I want to first thank all the ones that's been sowing into the ministry. Thank you so much for being a blessing to this ministry. But if you want to put your tithes and your offerings, amen, praise God, I can give you my number, 302-883-9799, amen, to be a blessing to this ministry, amen. We do not get paid for this. I come on and I sacrifice my time, amen, unto you, praise God, as God leads me to do, praise God, hallelujah, Shanda. So if you want to partner with us, amen, you may do so. If you want to sponsor with the ministry, you can, praise God, hallelujah. So I want to just say thank you, thank you, thank you for coming on. But now I want to bring Pastor Matthew McNeil on, and then I'm going to pray out, amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord, Pastor Matthew McNeil.
Praise the Lord.
Can you hear me?
You can hear me.
All right. Come on, Pastor. Yes, I can hear you very well.
Can you hear me? Amen. Glory
to God.
First, let me say, I just want to first say thank God for all that he's allowing you to do. I want to thank God for your obedience and doing the work. Even I know sometimes it seems like nothing's happening, but I just believe, like, the sermon you gave today is so profound. Like, everything starts now. We got to get back to doing the things that God says. We got to get back to putting God first. Amen. I'm not going to really take up a lot of time. Amen. Glory to God. I was just looking at something in the book of Isaiah about, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Jesus. See, I believe that the gift of salvation, if I don't never receive nothing on December 25th, that's good enough for me. I am one to believe that Christmas should be celebrated for the birth of Christ. I just think that I don't want to get caught up in worldly things. I think we're accountable for what we know. And as a child,
amen,
I understand that our parents teach us what they know, so on and so on. But once I become accountable for something, I'm accountable for it. So I just want to use that day and every day to shed love, to be sharing, to be understanding, to be a giver to someone just that's fortunate. And I don't mean gifts, but I mean the wisdom of God, the word of God, whatever the need may be. But I really just wanted to thank you throughout this season, throughout this year, throughout this pandemic. Like, you've been so faithful. And I pray daily to God that he rewards you the way he wants to reward you. We got to remember that we all have assignments, and you have been on post. You have been on point. And I think you deserve all that Christ is going to do for you in this season. And I think that whatever he's going to do, whoever he removes, his plan is the ultimate plan for you and the ministry. And I just want to continue to thank God for you. And I just want to thank God for allowing us to be partners, not only in the ministry, but in life until Christ returns. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, give God the glory. I thank God for him. Amen. He's always been an inspiration in my life to push me forward and to appreciate me for where I'm at right now. So I thank God, amen, for what he is doing in your life. Amen. And we thank God for our Christmas Day. That is the best time. I like Thanksgiving, y'all, but the best time, amen, is on Christmas morning, where I go before God and say thank you. And then, amen, have a great day. Praise God. But I give God the glory for all of you that's been with me from the beginning. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for you. And I pray that you have a merry, merry, merry Christmas. Amen. Let me pray. Amen. Let me pray the blessings of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We lift you up, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we come and we just give you glory, glory, glory. Glory, God. Oh, Holy Ghost, have your way, God, in the people's lives. Oh, God, by shake. Oh, God, I ask that you touch them right now, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Oh, God, from the crown of their head, God, to the soles of their feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let your blood prevail, God, against anything, God, that's not like you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I call forth the breaker anointing, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Rwanda. Oh, God, you able to break yokes, break yokes, break yokes, God, today, God. Break yokes of disappointment. God, I thank you for healing, healing, healing. I hear healing. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you, God, for healing the bodies of your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, we give you glory, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And we ask, God, that you supersede anything that we can imagine, Father God, in the name of Jesus. My God, I give you the glory. And we thank you, Father, for those things great and small, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I keep hearing the word. I thank you, Jesus. Break out, yes, and break through, Father. I thank you for those words, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your anointing take them over, God, in the name of Jesus. I speak the anointing. The anointing of healing, yes, Holy Ghost. The anointing of deliverance, yes, Holy Ghost. Yes, the anointing to prosper in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, open up doors right now, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Oh, God, yes, where their glory has been covered, God. Uncover their glory right now, God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God. Oh, God, that they can see them, God, for who they are for you, Father God. Oh, God, yes, Holy Spirit, even working in the vineyard, Father, I pray for them right now, God, yes, Holy Ghost, to cover them with the blood of Jesus. The blood still works. And I thank you, God. I thank you for the movement. I thank you for the shift, oh, God. I thank you, God, because you are doing great and mighty things, oh, God. I thank you for the transition, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless every home under the sound of my voice, God. Bless them, God. Oh God, let them never lack, God. Oh God, the way of the widow woman, God, when they pour the oil, yes, Holy Spirit, they close the door, God. I give it, my God, I give it glory. And when they close the door, God, they became into prosperity, God. So some things I hear the Lord says, you can't open every door and let everybody see what you're doing, Holy Ghost fire, because some things has to be closed up, and then God will open that door and he will bless you, and you will see the glory of the Lord when you go out. My shekel, what God said, Moshiach, what you do in secret, I will bless you openly, said the Lord thy God. Oh, Holy Ghost fire. And I thank you, Lord. Bless our children. Bless our family. Bless our goings and our comings. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord. Bless our husbands. Bless our spouses, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Oh, God, the ones that you're sending spouses, God. May they meet them in this season, God. In the name of Jesus. You said it's not good for man to be alone, God. And I thank you, Jesus, that you're bringing, God, matrimony, Yahomah, oh, God, together, God. And we give you glory, Father. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. We thank you, Jesus, for all things that you have done. In Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving in my heart. And my soul says amen. Amen. Have a blessed and wonderful day, everyone. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Know that your heavens are open. In Jesus' name, be blessed. I have a song for you, and I am going. Okay. Have a day, God. Have your way, have your way, have your way. Yeah.
desire tonight. Open up
heaven.
Open up your mouth all over this room. Open up heaven.